Coming up in episode 6 of Let's Get Frank, Phoebe's sixth Frank, also known as Seattle Frank. He's a 39-year-old contractor that was born in the Philippines and comes from a long line of Franks. His dad was Francisco, his late brother was Francis. Dating expert Annabelle Knight coaches Phoebe through the date and evaluates how she performs afterwards.
Annabelle, Miss Annabelle Knight, I've missed you, our resident sex relationship dating coach, who's also a best-selling author and TV presenter with a range of sex toys. How have you been?
I have been okay, and that is about as far as I can go.
Hang on, I'm sensing a deep-throated, that well, I certainly didn't mean that, a deep-voiced story. I really am feeling very poorly, so I'm hoping Frank, do I tell Frank, is it okay to go in on a date and just say?
I think it's more than acceptable to say, look, I'm not feeling 100%, but I really didn't want to put this off because I'm so looking forward to chatting with you. And, you know, then if anything happens that is because you don't feel very well, you have, you know, got that excuse and you've laid that foundations early doors. If you don't say anything and then at the end of the date, you're like, oh God, that was rubbish because I was so ill. And then you say you're ill. It sounds like kind of shutting the door after the horse has bolted kind of thing. So I definitely bring it up earlier rather than later.
I like this. Should I be wearing a nurse's outfit? I'm not wearing a nurse's outfit because that'd be silly because I'm ill. I don't need a nurse's outfit. So talking of blame, I wanted to ask you, before we talk about this week's Frank, I wanted to ask you about rejection. Now, I know you've never encountered that because of you are who you are. But if you've had a good day and you thought, yeah, they like me, and then nothing happens, how helpful is, because I know friends would say, oh, yeah, but it's not you, it's them. But how helpful is that to go down that route? Because you're not going to learn anything, are you?
Well, do you know what? It is quite helpful to say it's not me, it's them, because if it wasn't them, you would be together. So while you can look internally and say, like, what did I do wrong? The fact that you did those things in the first place means that you're not a good match. So I think rejection is something that is, it's very harshly felt. It's quite a sting. It's very easy to let your kind of inner demons and your insecurities bubble up to the surface and focus on those things as and kind of assign blame to that part of your personality or that element of you. But it's actually not very helpful in the long run because those things are very unlikely to change. So instead, what I would say is like, you know, that person rejected me, in inverted commas, because of who I am. But that's fine because you would have to change to be accepted by that person. And no, you don't want to do that. So I think it's actually quite a good thing if you can get yourself in the right mindset to appreciate that rejection is just kind of an opportunity to find the right person.
Let's reframe this. So it's not rejection, it's redirection. Someone, but a voice in my head just said redirection, Annabelle. Redirection, is that a way of looking at it?
Yeah, it's more of a redirection, definitely.
But it is still their fault, not mine. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Frank, prepare yourself. You shouldn't have asked me that question. I don't feel well.
Oh, no.
I suddenly got hit. Hello, it's lovely to see you. Thank you so much for doing this. I know it's early, so you're really lovely. Oh, Frank, I feel like I might have the Rona. I haven't had it yet, but I suddenly feel really ill. Have you had it?
I did. I had it last August, and it was... Yeah. The worst experience I've ever been through. It was the worst flu. I was down for about a week. So
yeah,
hopefully it's just a minor cold for you.
This is what I'm hoping. So I did my little lateral flow. This is sexy talk, isn't it? I did my little lateral flow. This might be the hottest call you're ever going to have, Frank. Prepare yourself. And then I'm wearing a sweatshirt because I'm freezing. And I've ordered my PCR, but... Yeah. So how are you?
I'm good. I actually have today off. So this actually worked out great.
Thank you for doing this. So you know what I love about you? Lots of things. But I love that you're from a family, a long line of Franks. That's so cool.
Yeah. So Juliet told you. Yeah. So my dad's name is Francisco. I had a late brother named Francis. And so I'm Frank.
Why is there the family connection, do you think? Why did your family go with Frank so much?
You know, that's an interesting question. I really don't know. I think it was just...
You don't know? You've never asked.
I guess I never really asked, and my parents never really gave me a straight answer, so...
How did I do, Annabelle?
Oh, that was a nice date. It was very pleasant to listen to. If I could change one thing about it, it would be that he would have been single, but he was not. I was a little bit of a shock halfway through. But no, as far as dates go, it was, I mean, if I'm going to call a spade, it was marginally one-sided after the girlfriend revelation, but I felt like you were just reeling a little bit and questions were just coming out, so it kept the awkward pauses at bay. But no, on the whole, he was a lovely person. He had such a nice vibe, you know, really easy to talk to, as you did. And he actually opened the date with a question, which was brilliant because he, out of the pair of you, he was the first one to ask. So it was, he did well.
Yeah, he did well. He was lovely, wasn't he? Really, really lovely. I do regret mentioning the dead animals as often as I did.
Oh, on the second round, I was like, why is she talking about this? He was like, what do you mean? And then the moment where you had to reiterate what you meant.
Had to explain it.
All I want to do was say, what you'd say now, Bibi, is that moment where I told you to just have a pause and think, do I really want to say this? That should have happened there and you should have gone, oh no, it doesn't matter. Anyway, but no, yeah, we no, carried on talking happen. About dead animals.
That didn't happen. And I really did think it was a suitcase. I think Rona's got me. I think Rona's got me good.
I think Rona has.
Yeah, I think Rona's got me. I really liked Frank. He was really lovely. And it's so weird because there's no attachment because, you know, I don't know him, but it does, it does change the dynamic, doesn't it? Suddenly when someone does say that they're with someone.
Well, yeah, you don't have anything to lose now. You're just getting to know someone for the sake of getting to know them. There's no potential. It can't go anywhere because they're taken. So it's almost the purest form of a date, really.
Will Frank and Bibi go on a second date? Find out in episode 6 of Let's Get Frank. Coming Thursday, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.